are expected to be freed by the militant group later if the truce holds. 24 left Gaza yesterday and 39 Palestinians walked free. One of them, Hanan Barghouti, had been in jail in Israel for 2 months. She says their defiance will continue.
We are the owner of this land. They are the terrorists. They are the ones who took our land. They are persecuting us, and that's how they create resistance inside us. Our small children, when they grow up, they will become resistance. Even the unborn children would become Hamas.
Meanwhile, leaflets warning against using racist language or actions promoting terrorism have been given out at a pro-Palestinian rally in London, which is starting now. The Metropolitan Force says it's to provide absolute clarity on what would be deemed an offence. Elsewhere, Ukraine's military says Russia launched 75 drones on Kyiv overnight, claiming most of them were shot down. 5 people were injured in the attack. President Volodymyr Zelensky calls it willful terror. Sport: the Premier League's resuming after the international break with a huge game at the top of the table. Leaders Manchester City host second-placed Liverpool shortly. Visiting manager Jurgen Klopp says his players have to approach it like a regular match, but he knows it's a big one for fans.
A super exciting football game. One of these, you know, I would watch wherever I am on the planet. I would. Because why wouldn't you watch this game? But for us, it's not about being excited, that kind of excitement. So like, oh my God, can't wait. So we have to prepare it properly. We have to be at our best.
Celtic can go 11 points clear at the top of the Scottish Premiership by beating Motherwell. And Pope Francis has cancelled his morning audiences earlier because of what's been described by the Vatican as a mild flu. The pontiff is still expected to deliver his weekly address tomorrow. That's the latest. I'm Victoria Lawrence.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Good afternoon, how are you? This is the Weekend Wind-Up on Phoenix 98 FM. Happy Saturday.
Spend some of your Saturday afternoon with Spencer Carter and the Weekend Wind-Up. Great pop music, forgotten classics, and some laughs along the way. Every Saturday from midday, only on Phoenix FM.
Good afternoon. Anyway, as I said, welcome to the Weekend Wind-Up here on Phoenix 98 FM. How are you on this cold November day? I hope you're well. Good to have your company today. Thanks for tuning in. Really appreciate it. Thanks to Ian for a great show. Ably filling in the big boots of Mr. Keith Ball. Keith, if you're listening, love you, my friend. Hope you're well. Look after yourself. Got a great show for you today, as usual, so thanks for tuning in. I do appreciate it. Got a great cover from another today, a really emotive one. And Danny's choice is it's an anthem today as well, so thanks, Dan. And Take Five as well, all your messages. We've got the Phoenix film and DVD review with Mr. Mark Searby coming up in the next hour as well. So something for everybody there. But do get in touch. You know you can message me on email, which is radio@phoenixfm.com. Or find me on social media, The Weekend Wind Up. Be great to hear what you're up to the weekend. Whether or not you're starting to plan for your Christmas, whether it's underway, whether you're ignoring it like I am. Whatever it is you're doing, hope you're well. And for all you Whovians out there, happy Doctor Who weekend. What a great weekend, eh? We'll talk about that later on in the show. But it's been a great week for Doctor Who fans. And all the big event telly, of course, all happening all at once. We're being spoiled, aren't we? Right, this next track is brand new for us, and I'm loving this. This is so good. This is by a band called Sick as Funk. And it's called Atom Bomb.
Mama! little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Once upon a time,
Cinderella!
The most magical fairy tale of them all.
You will never go to the ball!
A girl who dares to dream.
On the stroke of midnight, the spell will be broken and everything will be as it was before.
Goodbye, my prince!
Wait! I don't even know your name!
We're back at the Towngate Theatre Basildon with Cinderella. There's magic, flying horses, and dreams that really do come true! From November to the 2nd of January. Up now! At towngatetheatre.co.uk.
Magic's working.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Yeah.
across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
It is indeed. Welcome back. So I just want to message in from Jo. She said, I'm just wrapping up warm, ready to braid the shops today to start my Christmas shopping. See, I've done all mine online, Jo. And I know we should be supporting small businesses, which I have been. They're not all from like major suppliers, but I just haven't had a chance. I will go out at one point during December, I'm sure, to the shops and everything. But now I've got all of mine, I think, all sorted. So, but good luck today. Be brave. I don't know where you're going. If you're going to one of the big shopping centres, you are very brave. But enjoy yourself. Hope you get everything you need. Big shout out as well to Mark, who messaged in to say, looking forward to the show today. Been feeling under the weather this week, so taking it easy this weekend with lots of treats, with the duvet and a book on the sofa, listening in. Thanks, Mark. Hope you feel better soon, sir. There's so much going around at the moment, isn't there? Lots of people I know are unwell at the moment. Now, coming up today, as I said, we do have the Phoenix film and DVD review coming up very soon. I'll be doing that in the next hour as well. But also this weekend, there's loads of stuff going on at Phoenix and loads of people coming in. So make sure you tune in. Check us out. Go on to the schedule, which is on our website, www.phoenixfm.com. You can go on there, see the shows and see the guests we've got coming in. I will tell you about those later, but there's loads of people for you to kind of get involved and listen to.
Your eyes are wide, although your soul, it can't be bought, your mind can wander. Phoenix FM travel news.
Okay, first travel update of the day from me today. The roads are actually not too bad. Obviously very busy with Christmas shopping, but all in all, no major problems. There was a broken down vehicle this morning as you're leading up to Wilson's Corner from the Robin Hood Pump. That's always a problem area, but it's now cleared, so traffic is heavy around there, but it is moving. Temporary traffic lights in place around the Brentwood Station, Worley area, which are causing some delays as well. And if you're going through the lanes on the B186, heading towards Lakeside, Thurrock through Ockenden, there are temporary traffic lights from St Mary's Lane all the way through North Road in Ockenden. They're two sets, which are causing some major problems. But apart from that, all main roads looking okay at the moment. Now, on the London Underground, there are service disruptions with severe delays on the Central Line and the Northern Line. There is a reduced service on the Elizabeth Line, minor delays on the Metropolitan Line, Piccadilly Line and the Waterloo and City Line. So be mindful of that if you are using the Tube network. Services on C2C pretty much okay today from what I can see. And also services into Liverpool Street with Greater Anglia running okay as well. So not looking too bad. But I'll have another update for you in the next hour. This is the brand new one from Lenny Kravitz called TK421. This is very good. Brand new to our A-list on Phoenix 98 FM.
My circle of trust. We got movie reviews on Phoenix FM. That's right.
So Saturday afternoon, let's welcome Mr. Mark Sibby back to the show. Hello, sir.
Greetings.
How are you?
I'm well, thanks, Spencer. I'm very good. You okay?
Yeah, not bad, thanks. Not bad at all. Looking forward to seeing you today. So what delights await us?
Well, it's another eclectic week. Let's start with a movie that is get some awards nominations. We don't know yet. Don't know. The dust has got to settle a little bit. And talking of dust, this is Napoleon. This is Ridley Scott's version of Napoleon, starring Joaquin Phoenix.
Which, since you mentioned it last week, I've seen trailers for everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, they're really going big on it now. Really going big. And I don't know if you've seen that Ridley Scott has made quite a few headlines about certain comments he's made about the French, and also the historical accuracy of that as well. I'm not going to comment on any of those. I'm just going to review the movie. So the thing is, with this movie, it's about Napoleon Bonaparte, who's on this journey of power, but his addictive and volatile relationship with his wife Josephine might just derail his world domination. So the thing is with this, if you want a true biopic of Napoleon, this is not the film for you. If you want a quasi-biopic that's much more about scandal and intrigue and power and wealth and sex, and you're not too concerned with the truth, this is the film for you. That's the way you've got to play it, basically. Okay. It is an epic film.
So it's fictional stroke true?
I mean, you know, who knows what really is true? You know, did Napoleon really fire cannons at the pyramids? I don't know. But it's in the movie, right?
Okay.
So I guess the film could be criticised, and this is what Ridley Scott has been pushing back on a bit, actually, is the criticism that it's not factually accurate when it comes to Napoleon's history. However, when the film is as thrilling and epic as this is, it really, the history didn't bother me that much. It's more about the pow and the wow factor that appears on the screen. Because Ridley Scott goes all in on a story that shows the rise and fall of someone who, to the outside world, is a leader. There are many times we see Napoleon struggling with his own life behind closed doors. He wallows and self-pities a lot. And even with his wife, his mood swings are all over the place. I mean, he's basically a petulant child. You know, this is the story of a man who is still a boy in some regards. And he wants his wife to sire him an heir to the throne. But when she's unable to, he banishes her to rural France. But even then, he can't stop thinking about her. He's obsessed with her. But then he has these outbursts where he hates her. There is so much to consider just in that part of the storyline alone. And is that quite
factually correct?
I would say overall, yes. But even then, let's take some stuff with a pinch of salt. Maybe more than a pinch, to be honest, Spencer.
Right,
I will say that it is at times quite explicit in its sexual tendencies as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But then it's also rather explicit with its battle scenes. In fact, it's downright relentless and gory. Early on, there's a battle scene that just basically explodes out of nowhere. And there are moments in it that are going to shock and possibly devastate some people watching them. Then there's this epic battle of Napoleon's army against the Russians on frozen ice. It's possibly one of the most brutal and sadistic moments in film this year. I mean,
Is it typically Ridley Scott?
It's absolutely Ridley Scott. Like, you know, if you've seen The Duelist, if you've seen The Last Duel, you know what you're getting, basically. That's the thing. It's brutal. It's like Ridley Scott is never afraid to show the most horrific scenes. It is bloody in the real sense of the word. It is bloody, and it is a historical epic, but it's going to need that, I think. You know, you're talking about Napoleon. You've got to show that, really. If you're going to do a movie about him and you're going to show that side of him, you've got to show it. So, as I said, it's rough. It's tough. It's hard work at times. You do kind of, I don't want to say you want to look away, but at the same time, you do have that thing of going, wow, okay, blimey, wasn't expecting this.
Is there a risk of substance over content?
Well, that's a good question. If this was a normal biopic, I would probably say yes. But this is not a normal biopic. So I can't really answer that, Spencer. That's the issue. Because
Oh, okay, yep.
We're kind of going in going, well, what's real? Well, some of it's real, some of it isn't real. This might be real, but just with added Hollywoodization in it. So it's very difficult. As a spectacle, as a movie, that's where it works, I think. And that part of the reason why it works, actually, I think, is because Joaquin Phoenix, who I think is a great actor. I mean, what's your thoughts on him, Spencer?
I think he can slightly be overrated, slightly, but I think he's a really good actor. I just think he's borderline a little bit, you know, maybe inflated a little bit by people. I think he's really good.
Yeah, yeah.
I just think sometimes people take that earnest approach and that seriousness a bit too much.
I understand what you're saying there. I understand.
Yeah.
There is a streak in him which I think maybe it goes too far sometimes. But at the same time, when he is on the money, I think he's phenomenal. And I can't think of a better actor to play this version of Napoleon, because you're never sure what he's thinking or doing. You're never sure if he's sleepy or if he's angry. He's got these sort of droopy eyelids that hide a multitude of sins. And he just sort of sits there and you're thinking, is he just tired? Is he scowling at me? Is he about to, you know, is he about to draw his sword? You're never sure about him at any point. And that's what I like about it, because you're just sort of on the edge. You're kind of thinking, what's going to happen here? Like that. I also like his tender moments with his wife, by the way, who's played very, very well and a little bit sexy as well by Vanessa Kirby. She's great.
Okay, yep.
His tender moments with her, I thought, were really engaging. I thought they were really, really good together, because you've got this kind of push and pull, because she's a steely woman. You know, she's not just there to make up the numbers and sire this heir. She's got her own things going on as well. So I like those tender scenes with them. But then you've got these big battle scenes, which I thought were equally as engaging, but really full on. You know, nothing's left off the screen in terms of Napoleon's standpoint. And I think that's where we see Phoenix's Napoleon really rise and become a triumph of a performance. It is a performance. That's the thing. You know, it's not as though, I don't know whether you see him fall into the character. It does feel like a performance, like a larger than life performance at times, but that's just going in hand in hand with the film. So is the film truthful? I'm gonna say doubtful. You know, I'm even tempted to say highly doubtful, really, Spencer. But is the film epic and thrilling and bloodthirsty? It most certainly is. I just thought, you know, this is, it's really relentless, and It's about a man who's mad, really.
And to see it on the big screen, yeah?
Wonderful on the big screen. The cinematography is amazing. As I said, the battle sequence against the Russian army is fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. Nice and loud with the cannons as well. Yeah, really deserves to be seen on the big screen. Like Ridley Scott's movies anyway. You know,
yeah.
He really puts the time and effort into that cinematography. And he's done so again here with Napoleon. It's definitely one to see on the big screen.
It sounds like you just go into it pushing credibility to one side and just go in and enjoy it, really. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, it's, you know that saying, put your brain in neutral? That doesn't apply here. You're still going to need to think, because obviously it is a historical epic and it still has history in there. But just, as I said, pinch of salt, maybe a bit more than a pinch of salt. But I think if you like Ridley Scott's movies, if you like Joaquin Phoenix, you know, historical epics, this is the one for you. This is something that's going to get you really into it.
Fantastic. Sounds brilliant. Thank you very much. Right, next choice.
So in cinemas as well is a British film, and it's called Girl. And this is about the curious relationship between a girl and her mother that is threatened by a hostile community around them. Now, me and you have spoken recently, Spencer, about the British film industry. And how, you know, it's in rude health. I think the British film industry has been on the rise since about 2019, even with the pandemic. I think we've seen some really good movies. And I think this movie is exactly the reason why more money should be pumped into British filmmaking at a basic level, at a ground level, because this film is the feature film debut from actor slash writer slash director Adura Onashil. And it's a cracking piece of British family drama that's going to pull at the heartstrings. You're going to need a tissue, there's this nice yet unsure relationship between the daughter and the mother. And I thought it was a fascinating watch because you're never really sure who's driving the relationship forward.
Right.
It's clear that the daughter has a greater grip on the English language than her mother and is much more outgoing than her mother as well. Yet her mother is out in the real world making money in order for them both to be able to live. The problem is that it eventually comes time that they have to move into an accommodation with other families who are struggling. This then sets off the mother's worries about being around other people and how is she going to communicate with them because she doesn't really have the ability to speak fluent English. So it's left to the daughter who kind of has to pull her mother through these worries. It's a very complex relationship and one that the film makes you work in order to try and find out who is the matriarch of the family. Actually, do you know, maybe matriarch is the wrong word because these two are just trying to survive. So I think that's possibly the wrong word. You know, there's no overbearing aggression within the relationship. There tries to be, but it doesn't last long because we watch the daughter start to enjoy her life and her friends at school as well. And, you know, her mum's telling her things like, you shouldn't be going out. She's going, I'm a child, you know, I'm meant to be going out and having a good time as well. So you've got this dynamic that feels very much like in a couple more years, if they made a sequel in a couple more years, you could see that actually the daughter would probably be the one who was looking after her mother completely. You know, it's that sort of thing. I also think that what helps this film is that it's set in Glasgow. You know, it would have been really easy to set this film in London.
Mm.
But putting it in another location that isn't focused on enough in films, especially films that deal with families struggling,
brings a freshness to it.
It does. Yeah, absolutely. It gives you a greater glimpse inside the world of it. It's I don't want to say it's a whole other world because it's not. It's Glasgow. You know, it's only a few hundred miles away. But you're talking about a different way of life compared to if you set it in London or if you set it, you know, in the Midlands or something else like that. So I found that really refreshing because then you have the mother who, as I said, doesn't speak that much English, is trying to understand the Scottish dialect as well. That's a real struggle for her, whereas her daughter understands it because she's at school with people. So I found all of that really, really good. There are moments in this film as well that are really hard-hitting, yet I think they're necessary because it gives you a greater understanding as to what these two are going through and the struggles that they're trying to push through in order to just put food on the table. It's a hard watch, yet it's also a very real, very honest watch as well about a mother-daughter relationship that could at any point fall apart, and you know that the daughter would survive and maybe the mother wouldn't because of the struggle.
Oh, okay.
It's that sort of thing. It's not on a knife edge, but you just feel that, you know, one too many times, maybe that's going to do it. So I think this is a very good debut from Adura Onashil. I look forward to seeing what she does next in terms of movies because this one really caught my eye. Small, low-budget British movie, but some really, really hard-hitting stuff in here. Really just, you know, one of those movies where you go, I'm pleased I saw it because it's, you know, it's the type of movie that we, as I said, we don't get a lot of.
Yeah, and sometimes can go under the radar, can't they?
Absolutely, absolutely. That's the thing. And I do worry that this type of movie will go under the radar. So, you know, I'm really pleased to give this one a little push because it's well worth it. It's a very, very good movie. It's called Girl. It's in cinemas now.
Amazing. So thanks very much. And have we got anything lined up for next week yet?
Well, next week, obviously, we enter December.
That period of December, yes.
December.
Yes,
so,
yes.
We're going to go full festive next week. So
what, in the first weekend of December?
First weekend of December, we're going to go full festive. So
what are you doing to me? Go on.
Oh, I'm going to get... By the end of it, you'll be won over, Spencer. Don't worry. So first movie we will talk about is Candy Cane Lane, which is the new Christmas movie starring Eddie Murphy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Second movie we will talk about is a Christmas horror movie called The Mean One. Now, you can probably guess what a spin of that is from originally.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes. We're going to talk about that. If you subscribe to the podcast, we are then going to do an American remake of Bernard and the Genie. Do you remember that British film?
Oh, it rings a bell, actually. I think Lenny
Henry,
yeah.
Rowan Atkinson.
God, it was years ago.
Yeah, yes, like 1990, 91, something like that. Richard Curtis wrote it. Richard Curtis has rewritten it for an American audience. This is called Genie, and it stars Melissa McCarthy. And it is set at Christmas as well. So, festive.
Oh, wow. So we look forward to those Christmas classics next week. So thank you very much, and I'll see you next week.
Will do.
You take care.
Miss this week's film reviews? Then listen again on phoenixfm.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel, and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full ATOL and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant, and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis, and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
I knew I was falling in love. Ever since then, too, I see you.
you go, Big Fun there. We Can't Shake the Feeling. Hope you're having a lovely Saturday. Thanks to Hanno messaging saying, loving the music today. Really enjoying listening to you with the heating on, but the sun's out. It feels very festive. Does it? I don't feel very festive at the moment, but glad you think that, Hanno. I will do as of next week, I promise. I was conscious last year. I remember I didn't really celebrate Christmas that much until much nearer the time. And we did have a couple of comments in last year asking me for some more Christmas songs. So this year I'll make an effort, I promise, I promise. But this next song is not a Christmas song. It's today's Danny's Choice. And as I said earlier, Danny has picked an anthem for today. This is a belter of a song. So thank you, Dan. Really appreciate it. Thanks for suggesting this. Never tire of hearing this. And what a gorgeous piece of music this is. Cheers, mate.
When you try your best but you don't succeed, when you get what you want but not what you need, when you feel so tired but you can't sleep, stuck in reverse, and the tears come streaming down your face, when you lose something you can't replace, when you love sweet.
will guide you home and ignite your bones, and I will try to fix you.
Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.